The Tasmanian Parliament is about to launch into another emotionally charged debate about euthanasia. The Attorney-General, Lara Giddings, says she's drawing up legislation that would support people's right to die with dignity. A similar bill, tabled by the Greens leader, was defeated last November, but Ms Giddings says that many MPs were opposed to the form of that earlier bill, not the principle itself. In Hobart, Meredith Griffiths reports.
Tasmania's Attorney General has announced a progressive law reform agenda. Over the next 2 years, Lara Giddings will be developing new laws around surrogacy and the sex industry and will look at devising a Charter of Human Rights. But most controversially, she will draw up legislation legalising euthanasia.
I certainly do believe that the vast majority of Tasmanians do support dying with dignity legislation, although I also recognise that it is an issue that people feel very strongly about, and those that don't support it also oppose it passionately.
The issue was hotly debated in Tasmania last year when the Greens leader Nick McKim introduced a private members bill. It was defeated in the lower house, but Ms Giddings told ABC local radio this morning the idea is not dead in the water.
There are a number of people who were in the Parliament at the time of the last piece of legislation who I believe voted against the legislation because they felt the legislation was not right. And if they weren't necessarily against the principle of allowing people to die with dignity, but they felt that the legislation that as it was presented would not enable that to happen.
Ms Giddings says Nick McKim's bill was based on the Northern Territory legislation, which was never operated.
I certainly think that we need to look at practising legislation that's been used around the world and see what is working elsewhere, what safeguards have been put in place and how we could adapt those sorts of safeguards for Tasmania as well.
The ALP lets members take a conscience vote on euthanasia, so the legislation drafted by the state's Attorney General will be a private member's bill. Last year's bill was defeated by 15 votes to 7, with 2 members absent. But after this year's election, nearly half the members of Parliament are new. One of them, the opposition's education spokesman Michael Ferguson, doesn't think the new parliamentary makeup will change the outcome. Mr Ferguson says he's a committed Christian who is opposed to euthanasia.
At a later stage in my life, if I found my own self crippled with a disease that was causing me immense pain and also bringing me to the end of my life, I can as a 36-year-old now today say, yeah, I might actually see a lot of attraction in a process that could see me put to death in a kind way, or what might seem a kind way. But that's not the situation I'm in today. The situation that I'm in today is in a position of incredible responsibility because I'm one of 25 lawmakers responsible for what happens in this state of Tasmania. The whole idea of euthanasia legislation is to make an alteration to laws that protect human life and laws which stop one person taking the life of another. And that really is the context that I see this debate.
The Attorney-General's law reform announcements yesterday distracted some attention from the opposition's budget reply speech. The Liberal leader, Will Hodgman, says the government is putting human rights law development above the welfare of struggling Tasmanians.
The cost of living pressures are increasing. Housing and hospital waiting lists are extending. These are the sorts of things I believe that Tasmanians will want to see the government focusing on, and Lara Giddings will need to explain why her priorities lie in these areas.
Euthanasia advocates have welcomed the announcement, but church groups are voicing concerns.
Meredith Griffiths in Hobart.